Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The man killed in an officer-involved shooting near Sundance has been confirmed as being from Gillette. The News Record reports Daniel Bruce was killed Saturday morning after the second of two shooting incidents between himself, troopers, and Crook County deputies. The two troopers involved have been placed on paid administrative leave while the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation looks into the shooting. Fire season is here, albeit with a slow start. The National Weather Service has placed most of the northeastern part of the state under a red flag warning this week and predicts that fire weather could continue for the next few weeks. Campbell County is under open burning restrictions, and over half the county, including Gillette, remains in a state of moderate drought. More than 1,200 voters have cast ballots in early voting for the primary election on the 16th. There are over 20,000 registered voters in Campbell County. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A break in a water main caused an emergency road closure yesterday on Fox Park Avenue from Box Elder Road to Highway 51. Fox Park Avenue is just east of Camplex. City staff were working on street erosion and possible power line exposure. Campbell County voters will be able to voice their opinion on how this year's optimal 1% sales tax will be spent. Before the general election, a survey is sent out. Anyone who's a registered voter should see them in the mail sometime this week. Finished surveys can be dropped off at the Chamber of Commerce, Albertsons, the Campbell County Public Library, Campbell County Senior Center, Smith's, Don's Supermarket, Gillette City Hall, and the Campbell County Courthouse. Michael Mesmer, the Imagination Magician, will teach students about magic and the art of illusion at 1:30 today at the Public Library. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.